This is beginning the third tape of Robert Moses. Now, where were we?
We were talking about the
Carter
question,
Freedom Day and
brinksmanship.
And brinksmanship, yes, brinksmanship. The distinction between the fact that social pressures are always exercised by force and the manipulation of people to create situations of violence.
Right, yeah.
To deliberately exploit the possibility of violence.
And it's a very subtle distinction, I think, in many cases. And certainly here, the problem is to bring the Negro people along, that is, to get them, or get some segment of them ready, to the point where they're ready to participate and know what they're getting involved in, and are themselves ready to move. And then I think you don't, that question of manipulating and talking about brinksmanship is something that somebody's like a general in the army thing or planning, that at least you don't have that. And then since you yourself are getting involved in the struggle and you run the same risk that they run, then I think that that eases, at least for myself, the question of more philosophical question, a question of exposing people to dangers.
To take a concrete instance, I've heard it said there in Jackson that when the student demonstration at the college and the shooting took place, but here was an occasion where, with a slight push or a little support, you could have had a real big explosion, and then federal troops advanced the cause of integration by 10 years.
I don't think so. First place, but personally, my own philosophy is not geared to capitalizing so much on that kind of outburst in which you get emotional involvement. What's called for then is an emotional release about a specific incident, which is in itself a trifling incident, and emotional release is needed because it's been built up for a series of these incidents. Now the problem then is to capitalize on that emotional energy, to get a chance to get at those people then and explain to them the whole situation that they're involved in and what has to be done to make real change, and then to recruit from within that group their people. That's the time you can get people and start them to work. But now the tragedy of that is that we have no access to Jackson State. And this really is something that, well, it's part of the war. If there were more enlightened people on the other side of town, we would have access to them. But now, so
the other side of town being what?
White people. And
yes.
Because now what means is that everything's down, subsided, the students are back. It's going to happen again. I mean, it's inevitable for it to happen again. Because there's no transition. I mean, there's no possibility for building up.
You mean the random violence will burst out, random violence without program, mere resentment.
Right.
Under the present situation.
Right.
Where if this resentment and aspiration could be channelized by, say, SNCC and similar organizations,
right,
it would be constructive. Is that
right?
It?
There would be possibility for it to be constructive and possible maybe to find solutions. You know, now we hit upon this thing at Hattiesburg. We talked about everything, we tried it, and we didn't know. Well, now, that looks like a real breakthrough. I mean, it looks like some way of...
Explain that, will you, please?
Well, everybody's been talking about marshals, and we've protested time again to the Department of Justice that you need federal troops, you need marshals, you need law enforcement agencies down here. That Mississippi poses a problem that they will not actually enforce any of these laws, and that what's needed is some people to do it. And whole question around voting, this ties around the problem of creating an atmosphere in which Negroes are not afraid to go downtown. And what happened in Hattiesburg with the picket line thrown up around me was that I think that the courthouse was neutralized. It became, instead of enemy territory, a white man's territory. The presence of the picket line neutralized the courthouse, and the ministers and the people on the picket line and the police guarding them had the same effect as if there were marshals there. That is, because they were there to keep law and order, the police. So this meant that for the time being, it was safe for Negroes to go down. And they went down, see. And, well, that seems to me, you know, a constructive way out of an impasse. Now, it's not sure yet. You're not sure what's going to be gained out of that. Not sure yet whether the white people will settle for this kind of thing, or whether they arrest everybody on the picket line and, you know, return to back to former situation and put you right back in the impasse.
I've got to break it. I'm sorry. I'm going to be late to my lunch engagement out there with the people there. This is the end of the conversation with Robert Moses.